Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Marty Griffin, and we welcome Allegheny County Sheriff Kevin Krause. Sheriff, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
So you got this Craddock guy who leads state police in a high-speed chase. Pittsburgh cops get involved. The guy was already out on a bond. The guy had previous gun charges. The guy is a bad person. Firearms charges. And he goes in front of this Ornstein judge, and the judge just lets him go. And it's very unusual for you to reach out with concern, but you did over this. Why are you concerned, Sheriff? Why is this? I think this judge, and I mean the judge, is a danger to the public. What do you say about this situation, sir?
I think it's extremely frustrating. Not only is my role as the sheriff, but as a member of the community. I mean, this guy clearly demonstrated on multiple occasions violent behavior, which is a major, in my opinion, a major threat to the community. And he's taken before a judge, a magistrate, district judge, for arraignment, and he's put right back into the community that he caused a major threat to. That's problematic.
I would imagine, because your officers at times risk their lives to capture people
exactly,
like this.
Exactly, Larry, exactly.
Just to get to that point. And I can't imagine the frustration when someone who is a physical danger, a violent danger, is released.
Yeah, I mean, what do you say to the state troopers that risk their lives in that pursuit? What do you say to the community where this individual's blowing stop signs at 80 miles an hour in a 25-mile-an-hour zone? I mean, clearly, there's a major threat to the safety of that community. And, you know, I don't want to call them out, but I think maybe it needs to be brought to people's attention that he's put back into this community that, you know, that he's creating a threat to. And I think that's a problem.
Well, and there's a pattern, sir. This Cepeda guy who had $2 million worth of drugs, and then it turns out that the same guy had been arrested in New York, that the same guy was wanted for sex assault, and all of this information was available to the judge, and he let him walk. And then a guy punches a man in the face, a 71-year-old man in the face downtown, he lets him walk. There's a pattern here. What's the message in this most recent case that this sends to state police? It says we don't give a damn about you, right? Does it not, sir?
I think the message is there's a whole disconnect in disregarding what decisions and consideration goes into setting bail. You know, there's a number of things, flight risk. Clearly, that was demonstrated during the pursuit.
Yep.
You know, threat to the community, that's clearly demonstrated. Why aren't these considerations made when setting bail?
I can't wrap my arms around
multiple
it.
Times.
I can't wrap my arms around it, sir. So I'm hearing from sources that he's going to be removed from all arraignments and ordered retrained. Is that enough? And this could take 3 months. Is that a step in the right direction, sir?
I can't speak to that. You know, that's court administration and other avenues. But again, what do you say to the community when this guy's put right back? I mean, you know, there's remedies through the Judicial Conduct Board for review, but I just think something needs to be done to at least have these considerations dealt with when assigning bail.
By the way, Colin Dunlap stepped in here. The defense attorneys love this judge because he lets all their clients walk. It's almost laughable, but it's frustrating as hell. And for cops, Larry said it right too, Kevin, who cops who work their butts off, who put their lives in danger, see this criminal who's seriously got a $25,000 bond already and a firearms charge walk. You would almost think, Kevin,
that in itself, he should be taken into custody and he should be taken before a judge in common pleas court. And I know in this case, again, you know, the DA's office has to do a bond modification hearing to try and make this right and to take those considerations seriously. And I don't want to speak for Orenstein, but I'm not sure that he takes those considerations seriously.
Apparently, this has not fallen on deaf ears, so we'll follow up, but appreciate your time and input this morning and your passion. Thank you, Sheriff.
Yeah, thanks for being honest, Sheriff. Thanks for caring about the community.
Yep, thank you.
Allegheny County Sheriff Kevin Krause on the Big K Morning Show.